opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily that of Bashani Radio App, Bashani advertisers, sponsors, or affiliates. This show has mature content. Parental guidance is advised.
You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio App. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio App. Download it for free in the App Store.
I told you he's gonna be seeing more of me, right?
Get ready for the show with the baddest lady on Bashani Radio App. What Tanisha said will blow your mind. And a few other things. Make the kids leave the room and prepare for the truth. Because many of you can't handle the truth. Cut. Get him, Tanisha.
You are listening to What Tanisha Said on the Bashani Radio App. All right, now. So, today's episode is called Jello. I know, right? As soon as you think about it, you start thinking about either Bill Cosby and the damn Jello, or you start thinking about that wobbly green shit in the hospital. Mm-hmm. Or, you know what? Mom, I remember my mom used to help me make Jello. You're a kid, you like Jello. And I remember just kind of squishing it through my teeth. And I remember not wanting to wait till it set, you know, because Jello was actually kind of entertaining to drink. And you know what? I probably should be drinking Jello now, because I heard that if you drink it, it'll fill up your stomach and you won't be hungry because it kind of settles in your stomach like a gelatin. I don't know if that's good or not, but I don't know. It's a thought. I guess you have to drink a whole bunch of hot water behind it. I don't know. But Jello, yes. And when you think about Jello, again, you're thinking about this solid thing, consistency-wise, that has this shake to it. You know, just a little bit of wiggle, and yet it stays in place. I used to love to, like, touch it or be able to put my finger in it. And then the nasty motherfucker then put some fruit in it. Ooh! You ever seen that green Jello with pineapples and shit in it? I'm not saying it's not good. It just throws you off. And then I don't know what the hell they added to the Jello to make it like not clear anymore. It was like it was kind of half white, half red Jello, and it had some marshmallows and shit in it. I wasn't eating that shit. Wait a minute. Actually, one of them tasted pretty good, though. It kind of had like a dreamsicle taste to it. I don't know. So the premise behind Jello is consistency, like the consistency of how things can be one way and they can also be another. I think when I think of consistency or consistent, I think of how that is like taboo. People are so fucking inconsistent now, like you can't depend on anybody. I am so excited that, and I'm going to speak this, men who can be dependent on and trusted are coming into my life. Like, I'm about to meet these brothers. I've know that they're around the corner, that I can meet, you know, men who have just a higher level of quality, and they are consistent. And I'm excited because my stable right now includes a shitload of inconsistency and inconsistent brothers, indecisive brothers, just bunch of damn. I don't know what else to say. Just not what I really want to move forward with. Because I was talking to this guy and he started off saying everything I would think a woman wants to hear. And I thought, damn, his lip service is amazing. You know, he is really, really saying everything that a woman wants to hear. Like, you know, as far as the type of man he was really speaking, knowledgeable. He was immediately apologetic. I was really digging his masculine energy. Then he fell off like he hit a bump and somebody threw a rock or, I don't know. He fell off like that shit, that game where they throw the ball and then your ass, if they hit the little star or whatever the hell it is and you fall in the water, he fell off like that. He fell off like somebody strong-armed their ass and said, bow, and he hit the water. Literally, that's how hard this nigga fell off, like just done. And so, I'm serious. That is how he fell off. Like, and then when he bopped back up, you know, from falling in the water, he was wet. He's fucked off. He was couldn't get his composure. Couldn't get his lies straight. And was still smiling. Damn, Jekyll. You know, just smiling like, oh, it's okay. It's okay. I didn't lie. I'm like, I didn't just see you fall. What was that? You know, it's like when somebody trip and they doing everything in hell then to just fall on the ground, but they stopping, you know, they breaking every bone in their body trying not to. This is the kind of shit he tried to portray that he was doing, but I'm telling you, he got slam dunked right there. Bam. And he got back up and he couldn't get his composure. He couldn't swim. It was just soaking wet. And it was just a hot ass mess. Inconsistent as hell. Let me just say that. You know, he was like, well, you know, I really like you. This and that. By this time, I have started drawing a conclusion that you piece of shit. Sorry. And then your situation was ugly. And an ugly situation can make a nice looking man even ugly. You know, you start looking at him differently like, damn, did I notice that big ass nose before? Ooh, he got baby mama drama. Did I notice that his teeth was that crooked before? And his breath stink. Maybe he just ate something bad. Damn. Did I notice he was that overweight? And that he just had, that he's bad built like that? Damn. Did I notice that his damn fade was fucked up? Who is his barber? I mean, when the situation is ugly, everything gets ugly. And it starts going into that whole unattractive episode. You know, you start finding everything that's unattractive about a motherfucker, right? So the consistency is huge because when somebody is trying to get themselves together and they don't have any plans or direction, it's a turnoff. Inconsistency is a huge turnoff. It is just, it's just fucked up. And so again, I'm still thinking about the consistency of Jell-O. It's wobbly. It's not stable, but yet it has to be cut and separated to be broken. It stay there. And it's stuck. So it's really a really, really interesting consistency when I think about Jell-O. And then of course, when I think about Jell-O, I think about the way my ass shakes. And or any woman who has a nice ass or she walks a certain way and it shakes. And I'm thinking, I know this man be watching this. Like, what was I doing? I didn't have no panties on intentionally, and I was at the gym in my little shorts, and I was on that little stair thing watching the TV, but consciously, I could feel my booty jiggling, like, you know, when I stepped down to that, I could feel my booty bouncing and just doing that, and I said, booty shake like Jell-O. Yep. Booty shake like Jell-O. Yep. Booty shake like Jell-O. And I was thinking, it shake like Jell-O, but it tastes like cake. That's a song. I'm not trying to steal them lyrics, but them lyrics are stuck in my head. Shake like Jell-O, but it tastes like cake. Ooh, how about It shake like Jell-O, that it look like cake, but it tastes like pudding. That sounds like pussy to me. Yeah, that pretty much describes pussy. Pussy and Jell-O. Yeah. It's pretty consistent. Pussy is probably one of the most consistent things there is. I mean, hell, a penis changes. Oh, my God. Speaking of penis changes, my friend called me, tell me, girl, this dude's dick would not get hard. And she said, I never experienced that before. And I'm so, whoa, is he on some kind of medication? You know, how old is he? Is he distracted? You know, I'm like, was you clean before you went over there? Because, you know, a smell might shoot him down. I don't know. But let me tell you. And she was just like, do I see him again? But she said he was not even ashamed. He was like, you know, I may have a slight little issue, but normally I don't have any problems, you know, but I'm still trying to see you. And dude, let me just say this. Once you wasted a woman's time like that, she ain't thinking about you no more. You have falling off past fucking friend zone. I mean, you'd have to have fucking Jeff Bezos money to get past that shit. Like, literally, if, you know, your inconsistent ass and your dick didn't get hard on top of all of that, but you had Jeff Bezos money, I still fuck with you. I'm not even gonna sit up here and tell this lie. If you had Jeff Bezos money, I suck on your damn wet noodle and push it to the other side. You know, I will help you push that rope wherever the fuck you need to take it, because that's Jeff Bezos money. It's a big damn difference. Nobody got Jeff Bezos money but Jeff Bezos. But, damn. And, you know, he's single now, too. Bitch, don't let me meet Jeff Bezos, because I'll put some on his motherfucking mind. And as much money as he gave his ex-wife, I'll put some shit on that bitch mind if I had to. I mean, I just have to come on out the bag and be like, you know what? You can take it for the team, because that's Jeff Bezos' money. Yes. So here it is, dude, working a suspect-ass job and dick don't get hard. You're not going to get no call back. You know, you just, why in the fuck would she give you another chance when she got other niggas in the stable calling? It's just, be consistent, brother. Be consistent. You can't invite somebody over and you can't perform. That is, I'm never coming to your house again. You know, it's just like, what the hell was that? So, you know, that's what I be thinking about. Jell-O had my head all over the place. One, I'm so thrown off again by the consistency of it. And yeah, and what that ass do? What that ass do when it shake? It shake like Jell-O. I am going to have to play that song before I go to bed. Shake like Jell-O, but it tastes like cake. Ah, nope, we already said shake like Jell-O, but it look like cake. Because once it's in them pans, it shouldn't be jiggling that much. And it's very, very much has a certain type of consistency where it just kind of moves around a little bit. You know, you can squeeze it and it's soft. You know, it bounces all over the place like you need to catch it. Like, ooh, the ball going to roll over here. You know, you're just like, ooh, this motherfucking booty going to go out of bounds. So you're like, let me grab it. Let me hold on to it. That is the consistency of Jell-O. Like, ooh, it's going to fall, but it's not. You know, it's you could turn it upside down. If it's in that container well enough, it's not going to come out. why am I thinking about that? And then I had the nerve to say cake and pudding. I don't know, but I would think it would taste like pudding. At least I've been told that is, yeah, who knows? So, be consistent, fellas. And ladies, we need to be consistent too. You know, we need to be consistent and we need to make our yays, yays, and our noes, noes. That's part of being consistent. When we want to do something, we have to be consistent. stern, open our mouths and say, yes, this is what I will have. This is what I won't have. And this is what I'll do. And this is what I won't do. This is what I'll tolerate. And this is what I won't. I think it's really important to have that consistency in, you know, what we're looking for, what we're doing, and how we do it. I think probably the most inconsistent thing about women is probably how we dress. We dress how we feel. Our emotions and feelings can be all over the place, and that's just part of being a woman. I'm not going to apologize for being a woman. I love being a woman. I am a powerful, sexy woman, and that's how every woman should feel. I hope that they do. I really, really want every woman to feel amazing and powerful and strong. And it's, I mean, I think women are beautiful, and I love that. I love that energy about them. I am not gay, so let me just put that out there. I do think women are beautiful. I don't have a problem looking at women, but it's something about men that I really, 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 really like. I like their strength. I like their energy. I like the penis. I really like that. I really do like that. I like, and that's why that needs to be consistent, because I really like that. I really like when it gets hard and like it stays hard and it's able to just, you know, I can, you know, just pretty much use it however I want. Like, look at this. And I like the fact that it's, you know, he's bringing something that I absolutely do not have. And I'm probably got access to somebody else's. But if he's got a great personality, we gelling, we vibing, he's my dude and all that, and he got a good dick, that is just an amazing, amazing personality. That's an amazing combination right there. So, I mean, that's the kind of consistency that I'm looking for. Like, yeah. I mean, I need that thing to be important, you know, because, again, I'm going to say this again. Women are built to receive. Women are built to receive. Women are built to receive. No, I mean, I'm just going to say it once, but I said it three times because I need to get that point across that, you know, if I ask you for something, it's because I'm built to receive. Just give it to me. Don't fucking question it. You like giving to me. You are made to give to me, brother. Just give it to me. This is consistency. This is the natural order. And that is what Tanisha said.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.